Great. Well, today we're going to have, we have really as much time as you want or need to chat with me. We sort of set 45 minutes, but it could be less or more, whatever works. And as I think you already know, we're going to be talking a little bit about your experience with restaurants during the COVID time that we're in.
Yes, I do.
So I guess we can kick it off by just, can you tell me about a time that you went to a restaurant during this era that we're in?
Sure. In the spring, I think April, my husband and I had to go away from our home to take care of some business, and we did not have the ability to bring anything with us or go back home before we had to do something else. So we knew we had to eat somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we found a place where we could eat outdoors. We felt that seemed like it would be the best thing to do, where they had a big tent out in the parking lot where there used to be a place for cars. And so we ate outdoors at a restaurant in, I think, for lunch.
And what was that like?
So at first we were one of the few people there. I think it was like a brunch, so people were coming in slowly. And so it seemed really good because there were very few people there. They had us spread apart, and they had the waiters and the waitresses had masks, and we wore them too, except for when we ate. As we were eating, it became apparent a table near us was going to be for 12 people. And it turned out to be like a girls' afternoon brunch kind of thing. And they started coming in with presents. So maybe it was a baby shower or a wedding shower or something. So we finished our meal and fortunately had to go on our way. But I'm not sure I would have wanted to keep eating there with that many people.
Yes.
It just seemed a bit overwhelming, even though we were outside. The wind was blowing a little bit. It was kind of warm, and we had a fan on us, blowing on us because it was warm. So our air was blowing on everybody else, I suppose, because we were the first table at the near the fan, too. I felt like, oh, no, what if I have something? So, which I didn't think I did, but I felt a little nervous.
Yes. Yeah, you felt nervous because of the fan. So tell me a little bit more, like what was going through your mind around the fan? It seems like there were a couple different components of that.
Well, I liked it because it was close to us and I was really hot. Mm-hmm. But then I sort of remembered reading something about being downwind from something. And, you know, it just felt unfair that we got the fan and everybody else got the air that went past people.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't turn it off because I was hot.
So. Yes, yes.
Mixed feelings.
Yes, for sure. And then also, do you remember kind of as the group of 12 came, what was going through your mind at that time?
Well, I just thought about how generally they were saying gather in smaller groups. So it just seemed like too large a group for me to be comfortable having gathered in myself since I hadn't done anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I just thought I was surprised.
Yes, yes. Do you remember any other sort of, as they were trickling in, any other things that came to mind you were surprised? And
well, they took their masks off a lot to greet each other, so they were not very cognizant of that, even though technically you were supposed to have them on when you weren't eating. But it was kind of early in the whole mess, so we hadn't been told we have to keep our masks on and things like that. It's just something my husband and I were already doing.
Yes, yes. I get that. Yeah, also the scenario of kind of it was hot and the fan and the dual function of the fan. I relate to that. I can think of that. Have there been other times where you've sort of been in a situation like that? Or were there any other outdoor restaurants that you've gone to since April?
No, we really haven't. I was thinking about that. I feel like I've thought about it several times, and either the weather was bad or I made a different plan. I just didn't feel comfortable. I didn't know if the place had a good setup. So I sort of wanted to go scope it out first, and I didn't have time to sort of pre-screen the restaurant. So every time I think about doing it, I kind of tell myself, oh, it's not worth it. I can do that next year.
Mm-hmm. So. And when you think about pre-screening, what does that mean? What would go into that?
So I would do a drive-by to see how they're seating people on a day that I wasn't planning to go. And I would just look at how they have the tables set up and how close they have people together and just kind of see how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there any other things besides kind of like layout and distance that you would be looking for?
If I was able to drive close enough, I would check to see what signage they had up and whether masks are required and people were using them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then for signage, like, you know, what have you seen signage other places that that comes to mind or?
Well, mostly in grocery stores and things like that where I have to go get things, you know, they have signs when you come in the door that say you need to wear a mask, and some of them have arrows that tell you which way to go and things like that.
Cool. Interesting. And so tell me more about the arrows. Is that just so people are all going in one direction or?
I think so. I think it's to kind of avoid bottlenecks in the grocery stores. However, every time I've gone shopping, there's so few people shopping that the arrows don't really matter. Mm-hmm. If there were more people there, I think people would mind them a little better, but it's usually I pick a time when it's pretty light, either by accident or it's always light. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then when you've decided to go to the grocery store, what kind of goes through your mind with that? It seems like the signage is something you've noticed. What other things, like just thinking of maybe an early time when the pandemic was first starting.
Well, when it first started, I did delivery only. Actually didn't go. And that was not unusual for me because I'd been doing delivery in the past when I worked before, when I was too busy. And I thought, well, I know how to do that. I can just do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what led to that decision? What was going through your mind when you decided at that time to do delivery only?
Well, I had a cough early on in March that turned out to probably be more related to allergies, but it made me feel cognizant of my health and just thought, well, I had been out somewhere where there could have been people before we knew what this was, and I wanted to give it at least 2 weeks to find out what was going on. And so I just got my computer out and just, I hadn't done it, ordered with the giant delivery for a while and just went ahead and did it.
So. Cool. And then how was that?
Oh, it's great. I love it. I feel a little bit decadent doing it because they bring it right to your kitchen. And I've always, you know, loved doing it. But once I retired, I taught myself how to shop again because I thought I have time. I don't need someone to deliver my food.
Right.
So COVID gave me the excuse to let someone deliver my food again. But recently I have gone back to some shopping in between my large orders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I saw the signage.